Morning Edition on WVIK is supported by Mercy One Genesis. It's good to have you tuned in on this Wednesday morning. Hello, this is Quad Cities NPR, WVIK, and this is Jim O'Hara. The time is 4 after 9. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says he's referring non-citizens who allegedly voted in past elections for criminal prosecution.
Pate says he's found 87 people out of more than 2 million registered voters who allegedly broke the law by voting in past elections without being citizens. And he says he's found 67 non-citizens who illegally registered to vote. Pate says he sent their information to law enforcement for potential felony prosecution. Pate says his office also found more than 2,000 people who said they weren't citizens and later voted or registered to vote. They could have become citizens before they voted. Pate says he's directed counties to require those 2,000 people to vote a provisional ballot. That means it wouldn't get counted until they provide proof of citizenship. Last month, Pate said he didn't think non-citizen voting is a widespread problem in Iowa. The political director for a Latino civil rights organization says Pate's actions were politically motivated, and he's worried they'll have a chilling effect on some eligible voters participating in the election. I'm Katerina Sestarik, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today: gradual clearing, gusty winds, and a high about 63. Overnight clear with a low of 37. Thursday, sunny, breezy, high near 67. And the next best chance for rain is Thursday night. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 52. Coming up on Think, the zoning debate between NIMBYs, not in my backyard, and YIMBYs, yes, in my backyard, is fueling a housing crisis felt nationwide. They'll discuss at noon on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.